Something a little closer to many of your lives, Australia's airports, and they are set for another major security upgrade. There'll be new scanners and increased police powers, the government says. It's all to enhance the approach to staving off terrorists. The coalition says you can't be too careful when it comes to national security. But how do passengers feel about this new intrusion? Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
Some passengers think enough's enough when it comes to airport security. PM spoke with one at Canberra Airport this afternoon.
Already at airports, you feel guilty and you've done nothing. So this is just another step in that direction.
But others are supporting the government's latest initiative wholeheartedly.
I think the way that things are these days, it's quite necessary. So, yeah, with all the terrorism and that going around in the world, so, yeah.
So you, what would be your reaction if the police came up to you and asked you for your ID?
I'd be fine with it. Yeah, for sure.
So I guess the idea is if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to be afraid of?
Exactly, yeah.
And then there's those reserving their judgment.
I haven't really made up my mind yet, but I'm getting a little worried about the increase in lack of privacy. It's just getting a bit heavy.
The justification is the safety of the Australian people.
That's the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, explaining why the government's planning to give increased powers to federal police at airports. Under the plan, the bar would be lowered for when they can ask citizens for identification and eject them from the airport if they act suspiciously.
Because we have to recognise that the terrorist threat is not diminished.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the government's responding to calls from federal police for the new powers.
There's certain conditions that need to be met at the moment before police can ask for that identification, which is an absurdity, and it's an issue that the police have raised with us. So we're addressing an anomaly and a deficiency in the law at the moment. There are two elements to it. One, obviously, in relation to a request for identification if somebody is within the airport precinct, and the ability to move somebody on from an airport precinct if it's believed that they're involved in certain criminal activities.
And as the government's made a habit of reminding people, some 14 terrorist plots have been thwarted in recent years, including at airports.
In July of last year, we know that there was an attempt to take an explosive device onto an A380 on an Etihad flight out of Sydney. Now, had that been successful, hundreds of people would have, of course, lost their lives.
The new powers are designed to go hand in hand with some $100 million in new funding for upgraded security at airports across the nation. 190 extra federal police will be deployed to airports, most trained in detecting improvised bombs, the rest in intelligence. Also, instead of metal detectors, passengers will have to get used to body scanners as they pass through security.
And that gives real enhanced capability to the airports and to our security at airports to keep Australians safe. And it's obviously going to be a very big deterrent to those people who would seek to do us harm.
Not only at the major airports, but also at 13 regional airports, where we'll provide support for capital expenditure to purchase the equipment at those regional airports.
And that's giving pause to the federal opposition leader, Bill Shorten, who otherwise supports the government's airport security initiative.
$50 million at first blush sounds like quite a bit. But when you look at what's got to happen at all of the regional airports in West Australia and Queensland, I'm worried that the government's underfunded the security promise, and it's going to put the viability of some regional airports at danger.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, Tom Iggledon, reporting from Canberra.